What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here on the coolest, coldest, illest, dopest, most entertaining YouTube channel out here. Listen, man, we keep it real here. We keep it 1,000. No sugarcoating, no simping, no coddling, and it's F your feelings. And listen, man, recently we have RFK Jr. announcing that doctors have to learn nutrition. I think it's a great idea. And a lot of people are upset with it. Now, let's take a deep dive and let's really talk about why people are upset with it. Because if we want to be logical, hold on 1 second while I pull it, I'll pull up the image for y'all. If we want to be logical, right? This only makes sense. If we look at what's causing people to have these health issues that are preventative, it's from a poor lifestyle, and a big percentage of that is nutrition. And a lot of people don't understand that. It's perfectly normal to eat sugary foods. It's perfectly normal to feed these sugary foods to your kids. Look at all the processed stuff. Look at the fast food places. The list goes on. And one of the biggest ones in America specifically, let's talk about alcohol. Literally putting poison in your body. This is something that Americans do often. Now, even though the numbers are trending downward and people are doing less and less of it, it's still pretty popular. And it's something people do every weekend. They do it at football games, any sporting event. They do it at weddings, any get together. People always look for a reason to drink alcohol. Everything I just mentioned leads to people going to the hospital. So it only makes sense that doctors learn nutrition and they can teach people about nutrition to help them prevent these diseases, reverse them, and keep them out of the hospital. I think that's a great idea. Now, we know why people have a problem with RFK doing this, and it's only for one reason.
Look at the muscles of this guy.
It's only because he's aligned with the president. We call him Uncle T on this channel. He's aligned with Trump. He is aligned with Trump. And people hate Trump so much that when a move like this happens, they hate it. Even if it's more beneficial for American citizens, for doctors to learn about nutrition, people still hate it. Make it make sense. Now, this is besides the point, but RFK Jr., a couple years ago, he was running for office on the Democratic side. But most of y'all motherfuckers don't pay attention to politics. So you wouldn't even remember that. So you're telling me this guy who was willing to run for, let's say he beat Biden in the race, he was willing to run as a Democrat, and y'all would have voted for him just because it was Democrat. But now y'all got a problem with it because he's aligned with Trump. Now, you can argue some of his decisions and some of the things he said out of his mouth have been questionable. We're not here to debate that today. But I don't think there's any argument against this. And it's crazy how, as a fitness coach, you know, I get a lot of backlash for telling people, hey, you got to clean up your diet. Hey, you got to eat better. Hey, you got to do this. You're not a professional. I'm not a professional. But according to the AAMC Association of, I have it pulled up here. Let me say it correctly. Association of American Medical Colleges. They say that in the 4 years of medical school, people are averaging about 19 total hours of nutrition education. So 4 years and people have about 19 hours. Now, I can tell you in 8 years, almost 9 years soon, of personal training and fitness coaching, whether that's, you know, actually taking a course to get a certification or just reading up on nutrition on my own, I have way more than 19 hours. So you're not going to trust me who has more than 19 hours, but you're going to trust the doctor who has less than 19 hours. And let's talk about how doctors don't even work out.
Nope.
Of course there's fit doctors. Of course there's fit doctors who are on top of their game when it comes to fitness. But it's a lot of them who walking around bigger than the patients that they trying to help. Same with nurses. I've trained countless people in the medical field. And let me tell you one thing. One, they need nutrition coaching. They don't even implement it in their lives. A lot of them, not all of them. Then they tell me about their coworkers and the type of habits and things that are going on at the hospital. They got snacks. They got sugary coffees. They're eating ice cream. All types of unhealthy energy drinks to stay awake on long shifts. These are the people that are helping us and the ones that quote unquote save lives. Now, I'm not trying to take anything away from them. Are these intelligent people? Absolutely. Are their jobs important? Absolutely. Do I respect what they do? 100%. Absolutely. But it doesn't make them perfect, and it doesn't mean that they can't improve in this area. And it will be amazing to see them be more knowledgeable about nutrition, them teaching more nutrition, and them implementing it into their lives. We can't have the people who save lives living shitty lifestyles as well. I don't think any industry, that's probably the only industry where it's okay to be a hypocrite, that in personal training. But look at any other industry when people don't practice what they preach, they're not knowledgeable on a certain subject that can help someone, right? They're probably going to be talked about. They're probably going to be looked down upon. So this got to change, man. I think this is a great move. And again, as Americans, we all adults, we grown. Learn how to separate not liking someone for their politics and them actually making a great decision. It's okay to like or dislike someone. You don't have to like RFK Jr. You don't have to like Trump. You don't have to like Biden. You don't have to like Kamala Harris. It doesn't matter. But I promise you, whoever one of them makes a great decision, I'm going to say that they made a great decision. I think it's crazy. Both sides do this. Both sides do this. So, yeah, man, we just got to grow up. We just got to grow up. So, listen, man, stay in that gym. Keep your nutrition right. And shout out to the doctors who already are on top of their nutrition, very knowledgeable about it. You know, you should be happy to see your peers do this. And last thing before we get up out of here, I saw fitness professionals in the comment section upset about this. How are you a fitness professional and someone is advocating for more professionals that align with your business, your line of work, to become more knowledgeable in nutrition? That's only going to help you. It's only going to help you, you know. Now, the stuff that you tell your client, as a fitness professional, the stuff you tell your client to do, oh, yeah, you need to XYZ, increase your protein intake, boom, boom, you know, get more fiber. The doctor telling them the same thing, now everybody's winning. Everybody's winning, man. So, listen, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Make sure y'all smash that like button. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Cop a shirt. Less Brunches, More Crunches. You can't see the letters. It's like the black on charcoal. But I will be attaching the shirt to this video. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com if you want any other type of gear. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next one. I'm out of here. I got to go.